Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, as promised, joining me now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets on TV on YES and also the voice of the NFL on CBS, it's my man Ian Eagle. What's up, Bird?
Hey, what's up, Diesel? How you doing?
Hey, buddy. You know, we could get into this whole Nets-Pistons thing, but I think the most Nets-Cavs thing, but I think the most important thing is what took place in Buffalo this weekend. And you know where I'm going with this.
Do I?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What are you supposed to say when you see a certain object thrown onto the field? Do you see that object? I mean, there's a lot being made of a sex toy being thrown on the field as the Bills keep scoring touchdowns. What is Ian Eagle supposed to say on CBS? That's a family show.
Yeah, I did not know that's where you were going to go. So let me
really
first say that. No, I did not think that was going to be the first topic.
Well,
on
I had to get it out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would call it the elephant in the room. There's probably another description. But here's the reality in my world.
Yes.
I've already been through that. New England, Buffalo, 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady, and a guy came in and tossed an object onto the field, and we had a clear shot of it as it happened. And all I said on the air was, well, that's not a flag. And I left it at that.
Got it.
Fast forward to now. A large stage, CBS, national, wild card round, Bills obviously dominating the New England Patriots. And the only reason why it became the story it became was it appeared on one replay for a very brief moment. But as we know, in today's world, Matt, when something appears on television, it is quickly disseminated around the world. So at no point did I feel the need to address it on television because I don't really think it was a major television moment. It was a major internet moment. And you have to be able to decipher between the two in real time. So that was my reaction in the moment.
Yeah, it's not like it was a Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake situation.
No, definitely not. Oh, right, well, great. Great talking to you, Matty.
Yeah, all right. There
That's all you needed, right?
That's what I figured. And then, you know, you had travel issues getting home. I mean, like, so how does that not just become more of a discussion as you are talking to your coworkers and everything? Like, but I guess, like you said, you've been through it already, which I forgot.
Yeah, in all sincerity. And at that point, when it happened, it was a much bigger story because it was prominently featured on television. This time, it really wasn't. It was a brief flash on a replay. So I just didn't feel the same impact. The last time around, it was directed towards Tom Brady. There was somebody specific that they were targeting. This one, it was just generic in general. Kendrick Bourne was in that area of the field, and obviously someone had smuggled it in and made the toss. So not a huge topic of conversation, to be perfectly frank.
Gotcha. All right. We've gotten to the bottom of it. So there it is. Nets-Cavs today. Your thoughts on it? I mean, Cleveland's coming, man. This is unbelievable what they've done. And today was kind of the manuscript that they put on tape, and end of the game they got the stops. What'd you think?
Really fun team, among the best stories in the NBA in the first half of the season. I'd say Memphis would be the closest equivalent in the Western Conference. I think most people believe Cleveland would be better, that the young players were developing, even though they didn't win a whole lot of games last year. At least you saw some signs, but Sexton goes down early in the season. And look, I understand there are some people that thought it might have been addition by subtraction because it allows Garland to go and take over and be the floor general that he is. The development of Jared Allen, the fact that they play a really good team style, and J.B. Bickerstaff has been the perfect guy. It's been a joy to watch him, and I find myself watching them a lot on League Pass because they're entertaining. Evan Mobley, I saw him in college, had him in the NCAA tournament, thought he was a good player, thought he would make a difference in the pros eventually. I didn't know he would have the impact that he's had as quickly as he's had. And losing Ricky Rubio, you thought, okay, that's going to be another challenge for them. Now, they've figured it out. It's really one of the feel-good stories in the NBA this season.
Ian Eagle with us, voice of the Nets on TV and also NFL on CBS. I want to get to some football in a second. It's interesting because some of the callers, as we kind of had the game on and we were taking calls on it, everyone's like, all right, what's the next move and what trade can be made? And you know this, Ian, being in the league as many years as you've been, maybe sometimes it's okay to have a team that has good chemistry. Like I was telling everybody, pump the brakes. Like that's the last thing they need right now is to shake the roster up. The roster looks really good, and it's good young guys all buying in, like you said, right?
Yeah, I would agree with you. And Okoro has found a role and a niche. He was the fifth overall pick, so there were high expectations, and maybe he's not the explosive offensive player that they thought he was going to be. He's still developing that three-point shot. That's an area of his game that still has to improve. But he is a piece and an important piece. I would put Dylan Windler in a similar category. You know, first-round pick, a lot of injuries, but now he's playing. He's found a role. Him and Kevin Love. I don't know how much you got to see as you were doing the show. There's chemistry there. There's something legitimate and viable that's starting to form with this group. So I'm with you. I wouldn't mess with success. You don't mess with happy. Jared Allen, who I got to know during his Brooklyn Nets days, you can't ask for a better guy and for someone to help build your team around because of the attitude that he brings, his desire to be great, which is ironic because the knock on him coming out of Texas was, yeah, I don't know if he loves basketball. It's amazing how these tags happen and these reputations form. And then it sticks with them through the draft process. The guy dropped all the way to 22 in the first round. You want to go back and redraft the 2017 draft?
Right.
He's not going to be 22. He's a legitimate player who works extremely hard on his game and takes a lot of pride. So I wouldn't make changes for the sake of making changes because you feel some pressure to keep up. Let's see where this team goes and how far they can take this with the chemistry that they've already developed.
All right, so the Cavs beat the Nets. Of course, the caveat today is that Kevin Durant did not play and is going to miss a few weeks here. How big of a win is it? And then what's life with the Nets without KD going to look like the next couple of weeks, you think?
Well, big win for Cleveland because you're just trying to put together a resume. And it doesn't matter if Kevin Durant played or not. That's a win over the Nets, a team that beat you twice, by the way, in the first two meetings. Evan Mobley didn't play. So the way the NBA is set up now, I don't think there are any asterisks. Of course, teams have dealt with COVID. They've dealt with injuries. But you play who's on your schedule, and this is who was on their schedule today, and they got the job done. Life without KD, look, you still have James Harden, and you have Kyrie Irving. Irving is playing in the road games. His vaccination status is what's keeping him from playing in the home games. Everybody's pushing to find out, will he change now his mind, because Kevin Durant's going to be out for basically what we believe to be a month until the All-Star break. And he was asked about it post-game, fairly pointed question, and he had a rather direct answer, which is he has his opinion, and it appears he's sticking with that opinion. He's not going to change based on the circumstance surrounding KD. It affects the offense, of course, but I really think it may affect their defense more. Kevin Durant, so long, and you can pair him up against different kinds of players on switches, and now all of a sudden, whoever you're putting in there does not have the 7'3", 7'4", wingspan, and KD puts fear in the opposing team, and you take that out of the equation as well. So I don't think they're focused on they've got to be the one seed, they've got to be the two seed. They just want to get to the playoffs healthy. They'd like to see the big three in a larger sample size before they get to the postseason. And that's really what their objective is now. I don't think number of wins matters to them or is keeping them up at night. It's all about, are they playing good basketball at the right time and can they go on a championship run?
Ian Eagle, voice of the Nets, also NFL on CBS. He'll have the Bengals and Titans this week. A little warmer weather for you than Buffalo, huh?
Yeah, Buffalo was legitimately frigid. I went into the week not worried about it, having gone to school at Syracuse, as you did. There's some muscle memory, but it's funny. I grew up in New York. When I got into Syracuse my senior year of high school and I started telling people, yeah, I'm going to Syracuse, and their first reaction was, oh, that's cold like you've never felt. And my reaction was, no, I'm from New York. I can handle it. And then I got there, and the wind hits your face in December, January, February, beyond. And that day that you walk to class, and your face hurts. And the next day you say, you know what? I'm just not going to go to class. And then I won't feel that. Then that happens again Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And that becomes an issue, which was an issue for me freshman year, I must acknowledge. I bounced back strong sophomore year and then the rest of my time.
Dude, you don't see the sun for 3 or 4 months in that town.
That's very gray. It's very gray, Diesel, as you know. So I kind of went in with the same attitude with Buffalo this past week. I'm like, no, I'll be good. I'll be fine. And then I had a little freak out moment middle of the week, and I started Googling, how do you keep yourself warm in frozen conditions? And I didn't really get great answers.
No.
And then I was fine again. I went in game day thinking we'll be good. We kept the windows closed until about an hour before kickoff and convinced myself it was going to be not an issue. And then we opened the windows, and about 10 minutes in, I realized, no, this is real, and it's not spectacular.
All right, final thing, Baker Mayfield. That's all the rage, all the talk. Should he come back? Should he not? I mean, what do you think the Browns are going to do?
Well, I understand the question because it is the question for the Cleveland Browns. But it's hard to make that decision without the second part, which is, what would the plan be? Who do they have their eyes on that they think would be an upgrade at quarterback? We know there are some big names that might be out there, that might be available. But you can't make that decision without knowing where you would go. What direction would you take? You're asking me, would I take Baker Mayfield for another year? And I look at it as a season to prove that he's either the guy or the team decides he's not. Yes, I would. Unless you gave me a plan B that was better. And you told me, no, this is what's going to happen. They can acquire this guy and they're going to sign him to a 4-year deal. Without that part of the equation, it's hard to say. But my gut feeling is Baker will be back for 1 year. Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, easy to say, they'll just go get Deshaun Watson. Well, you got to probably trade, you know, all your draft picks and everything else. So, all right, brother, great to catch up and have a great call this weekend.
Thank you, man. Great to hear on the airwaves, and we'll stay in touch. I enjoy our texting relationship, as you know.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Ian.
All right, Diesel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.